Well, here I'm with Hayden at John Wilkinson School, and we're talking about whether ICT is a useless lot of rubbish or whether it helps you to achieve a lot. So what do you think, Hayden?
I think it helps you to advertise new products and brands, and so it's really, really good if you own a business.
Thank you. Well, I'm joined now by another student. Let's see what he thinks.
I think ICT does help you achieve a lot. I mean, it's, one, great fun, and it can gain you money.
So if you start your own business.
Yeah.
So what have you learnt about today that might allow you to start your own business?
Well, domain names is one thing. It's, you can, as long as it's nice and short and snappy, everyone will remember it that's gone on there.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Well, here we are with Ellen. So what do you think? Do you think ICT helps you to achieve a lot in life, Ellen?
Yeah, you're like learning while you're figuring out everything else. And basically, you're like achieving stuff that you've never actually figured out before.
Often because it's quite new and you can also communicate with other people. So
yeah, like on blogs and different things.
Yeah,
like that.
So you could create your own blog.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ellen. Okay, Martha, what do you think about ICT?
Well, it does help you achieve a lot, but some people do get a bit too carried away. So you need to remember your people skills and all your other skills to communicate with people.
So really, it's just having a balance of using ICT as just one of your skills.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, here we are with a Year 6 student. This is Heather. So do you think ICT can help you achieve a lot in school?
Yeah, because you can research things on the internet.
But what do you have to be careful of as well? Because sometimes not necessarily the top site is the most useful.
You have to like check the other ones that like, might be better than the top one.
Thank you. Well, here we are with Zoe, and she's going to tell us a little bit about some of the disadvantages of ICT when being used at home.
Well, ICT is mostly good, but partly bad, because it's quite expensive, and therefore not everyone can afford it, because they all want internet access and the latest gadgets like iPads.
That's very true, Zoe. And one of the problems for schools is that they've got to be aware that not everybody has got computers at home. So if they set a homework and it says do some research or design a web page, not every student will be able to do that. Thank you very much.